Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again. It's 9:30 p.m. Should be 99.5 FM, the word on your dial. Hawaii's only live Christian talk show in the evening. We're coming to you from Free Inside Ministry. And just want to tell everybody a big happy Monday. We survived the weekend, survived the storm.
Woo!
You don't even know what button I pushed to get that to come out. But anyway, that's my lovely bride, my two-legged soundboard. Can't short wire the hot wire right there,
yay,
you know.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, we just come with the good news of Jesus Christ to you. It's Monday. And I had a lot of exciting things happen over the weekend. Had a lot of storms. One of them was the election. We'll go over that real briefly. And the other storm was Hurricane Isel, Hurricane Julio. And we'll go over that briefly. And got a great song for you this evening coming up. But just right now, we want to thank Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford.
Honolulu Ford.
Danny Asau and his team. Wonderful people, you know,
amen,
making this dream, this vision a reality, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Almost on the airwaves now for over a year and a half, you know, and the lives that are being touched, the people being reached, and just the transformation going on that God allows through,
amen,
the radio is nothing short of miraculous.
Thank you, Honolulu Ford.
I want to thank everyone for their letters and cards they've sent. You know, our address is Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box
89253.
Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Amen.
Had a little glitch in the brain there. Might have got waterlogged from the rain we received, but thank you, Jesus.
Send us a note.
If you know somebody who's listening to this program, or if you're listening to this program, send us a note, and we'll have the staff respond to you. And we also have our email at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you on the wave of social media, you got to check out the Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. We got photos, we got updates, we got testimonies, we got everything going on there. And some great music, too. Got over 5,000 people who checked that out, 5,200 plus. 45 countries, 45 languages, and you're saying,
hallelujah,
wow, Bulla, that's unreal. No, you say God, that's unreal, because I got two words,
oh, God.
But God. I don't know how to speak Armenian, but we got it listed in Armenian, hallelujah. Chang Ryan, how you doing, by the way, to our boys up in Alava? But, yeah.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, Chad, everybody up there all doing
hey,
good.
Hey, Chaplain.
Yes, Chaplain Nolan, wonderful job
we'll
up there.
We'll see you soon.
Very, very soon, you know, but just, you know, check out that Facebook page. We've got a website somewhat updated and somewhat not, but we're trying our best. And that's at www.freeinsideministry.org. Big shout out to Erwin Superman Santos for taking care of that, best website designer in the city that I know of. But, you know, we just want to give a shout out right now to our brothers up in Waiava, our brothers over there in Halava, brothers and sisters at FDC, brothers and sisters in OCCC, and our sisters in WCCC.
WCCC.
And our brothers over in Saguaro, Arizona.
Hallelujah.
Looking to get back up there to see you guys in November, and just keep praying about that, and we're going to see you shortly. Hallelujah. When it's a lot cooler than the last time we were there, which is in June. But, you know, like I said, we had some storms that were coming through. The state basically went into a shutdown mode, a lot of information. And we were all prepared for the worst, but hoping for the best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kind of like our salvation right there. But, you know, we got a song that we wanted to play for you this evening. It comes from Casting Crowns. Casting Crowns, called Praise You in the Storm. And, you know, what a better time to praise our Lord and Savior,
amen,
than in the storm. Because, you know, we've got to look up for our help.
Amen.
And he's there waiting for us. He's always there. Listen to this song.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen. And it's still raining, but as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm.
Praise you in the storm, casting crowns. Now, you know, it's such a metaphorical song. What a big word you're using there, Pastor Bula. Exactly.
Amen.
Metaphorical means it has an application. It's saying one thing and probably meaning another. You know, we're talking about casting crowns. They're singing praise you in the storm. And we're going to share those lyrics with you because that's how powerful this song is. But, you know, sometimes it's not about what's going on around us. It's what's going on inside of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody tonight? Come on, somebody. So in the lyrics, I just wanted to share with that real briefly. We wanted to share that. I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. And but once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear your whisper through the rain. I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I praise you in this storm, and I'll lift my hands for you are who you are. No matter where I am, every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. although my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm.
I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry. You raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear your whisper through the rain. I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hand and praise the God who gives and take away. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you
haven't, praise the Lord.
If you're not going through a storm, if you haven't gone through a storm, then I don't know if you're
living.
You're not living. The only way you can know you're living, you're going through storms. You got to be challenging yourself somehow, somewhere. Now, some of you, you might have heard about, now, we just had a bad storm called Hurricane Isel. And, you know, the interesting thing about the news today is you have to be very careful where you get your information from. Now, you had every news station, they had people here, they had people there, and just a lot of misinformation going out.
You know, I was so blessed to have Bula as, you know, he is his tent-making job. He's the director of safety and security, and in our company, we receive all the updates through Bula only. We don't listen to what the news says. We don't listen to, because basically, Bula would get his information straight from the source, from the weather bureaus, versus having the news people interpret it and then put it on the news. Amen?
And a lot of times, you know, you watch the news and, you know, it's amazing.
A little bit behind.
If you know, that bad news sells more than good news.
Or they make it up.
And so, you know, some stations were saying that Julio is going to have a direct hit on Oahu and Maui. And I don't know where you guys were on Sunday, but there weren't too many clouds in the sky on Sunday.
It was a beautiful day.
Julio did a great job. He's just very north of us.
He went away.
But, you know, and on the work side, you know, I come straight to the source. I get, you know, because of my position as a corporate director in our company, I have alliances and partnerships with various agencies, and I'm getting the straight poop scoop, you know. I might as well be in the C-130 going through the hurricane. That's how good our stuff is. But there's a lot of people with misinformation, and then people start reacting, and people start overreacting, you know. And the sad part about that is you just have to go down to Costco or Sam's.
No water, no toilet
water,
paper.
No toilet paper. People going, who buys 15 cases of water? I mean, what do you have, a Boy Scout troop in your backyard? I mean, what's going on? And so when people are like that, it's not out of need, but it's out of greed. And, you know, some of the retailers are saying before in past, when people had bought all these supplies and then the storm didn't hit, so they didn't use them. Guess what they did? They brought them back to the store for a refund. Ain't going to happen. You know, so now they put up signs, no refunds for purchased goods, all sales fine them. But then on the other side, the flip side of that coin, there were some stores that were price gouging. You know, what was $4.99 one day was
$24.99 within 12 hours.
How is that possible?
That's
don't
illegal.
Make sense. And that's illegal. You know, that's against the law. So I hope that they're prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Amen.
But, you know, we're talking about, you know, casting crowns, praise you in the storm, because some of you might be going through a storm, not a physical storm like the rain beating down, the hurricane. And, you know, even the people in Puna right now, you know, we got to pray for them because they're
bless
still
you.
Without electricity. Running water is very hard to come by. Trees are down everywhere, and we need the governor needs to address that.
We pray for restoration
and, you know,
immediately.
Just because they're out of sight, out of mind, doesn't mean forget them. We need to
that's
go help
right.
them.
We need to
help the big island. They took a big brother.
They need
them.
To vote yet.
Yes, that's right. In fact, the other storm was the elections. Now, for those of you that are incarcerated, you might not have gotten all the news, but, you know, Governor Abercrombie, he was defeated soundly by Mr. Ige. And David Ige is going to be running against Duke Iona and Mufi Hanneman in the general election coming up in November for the
Amen.
Position of governor. And the lieutenant governor will be Elwin Ahu with Duke Iona. It'll be Les Chang with Mufi Hanneman. And it'll be Shane Susui with
incumbent.
David Ige, Abercrombie's incumbent.
No.
But he's incumbent because he's already there. And that was a big victory for him over Clayton Hee.
Yeah, that was his big surprise.
That was as big a surprise as Governor Abercrombie getting defeated so soundly. But remember what we said back a few months ago, remember in November. And it seems in some of the races that many of the people did. Congratulations to all the winners and condolences to all those that were not successful. But, you know, for those of you that fought a clean campaign, that fought a good campaign,
Joan, it was a good fight.
Joan Hood was a good fight out there. And, You know, some people say it's just politics because you didn't win. But, you know, over 800, almost 900 people voted for you that you didn't know before. But you represent change. And we had hoped for a vote for righteousness. And Kailua fell a bit short of that.
Amen.
But that's only the beginning of what I consider to be a long career for you in service to your community in Kailua on the Windward side.
And mention to our believers out there, you know, the ones that are not incarcerated, to please step up and vote.
That's right. We said no vote, no grumble.
That's right.
I mean, we can, you know, I'll give you an example, and then I just want to get into.
The numbers are so poor. It's so sad.
They, for example, we had the SB1 recently. Thousands of believers, thousands of non-believers are down there in support and not in support of the SB1 bill that the governor fast-tracked through a special session, and they just wanted to be heard. Well, 5,000 people testified. 5,000 people were able to share their feelings, their mana'o, their heart. And, you know, they had stayed there for days and nights with their kids and just to have the legislators hear their heart and their words. Out of the 5,000 people that were able to share their testimony overwhelmingly against SB1, out of the 5,000, only about 1,500 were registered voters. Well, what does that mean, Rev Boo? Well, that means to the legislators, it doesn't really matter.
It don't matter.
You've got no power because you might complain all you want. But you don't really affect them because they'll get reelected. Hallelujah. Amen. The only way you change legislation is changing legislators. It's done before in the state of Oklahoma, I believe. Still to this day, we can do it here in Hawaii. And we need to. Because it says, "Umao ke'ea oka aina ika pono." For the life of the land is perpetuated by righteousness. Not my righteousness, not your righteousness, but I believe in
His
God alone.
Righteousness.
We claim to be the first Christian state ever in the United States. We're going to have to do a lot of work to get there. But it can be done. You know, but talking about the storms, you know, and how we go through storms in our lives and, you know, physical storms like we just had Isel and Julio, is in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 40, where Jesus, believe this, calms the storm. And Lynn's going to read from the NIV, and then I'm going to come back with the Jesus book so we can honey this and talk story about it.
Amen. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
Hallelujah. I'm going to go with the Jesus book, then I come back with a few ideas that we wanted to share.
Amen.
Jesus make the storm pow. The time after the sun go down, Jesus went go tell his guys, "Hey, we go to the other side of the lake." They went leave all the people and Jesus guys take them inside the boat. Had other boats over there too. They had a big storm over there and the waves was busting up all over the boat, so the boat almost went go hoolie. But Jesus, still yet, he stays sleeping in the back on one pillow. These guys didn't go wake him up, tell him, "Hey, teacher, you don't care what we're going to mock it die there or what?" Jesus get up and he scold the wind and the waves. He said, "Quiet, no move around." Then the wind went pow and the waves didn't come nice. And he go tell these guys, "How come you guys scared? You guys don't trust me or what?" They so scared, they tell each other, "Hey, what kind of guy it is? Even the wind and the waves do what he tell them." Amen?
Amen.
You know, what's interesting is, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to talk directly to those of you that are sitting on the edge of your bunk, at the edge of your bed, maybe looking up at that little window with a sliver of a moon and a star looking at you and saying, "Well, I'd like to get to the other side. I like to get to the other side of that fence. I like to get to the other side of that wall." You see, Jesus asked the disciples. He didn't tell them. He asked them, "Let us go over to the other side." You know, maybe tonight is a night when Jesus is telling you, do you want to go to the other side? See, Jesus is not going to command you or tell you. He's going to ask you. And in the same way, he asked the disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Is that something that you would want to do? Because you see what happens when the disciples, now they left the crowd behind. Sometimes you're going to have to leave the guys in your module
separation
behind. Sometimes you got to separate yourself. You got to consecrate yourself. You got to have some separation there because Jesus is asking you, do you want to go to the other side?
Do you
want to get on the other side of that fence? Do you want to get on the other side of that wire? You want to get on the other side of that concrete wall? You see, but look what happens. Even though the disciples separated themselves from everybody else, they were with Jesus, the Messiah. A bad storm became upon them. But Jesus was with them. But still, a furious squall had come across them. The boat was ready for Huli. The boat was going back and forth, back and forth. Where was Jesus?
He was still sleeping.
He was sleeping. But Amen. They had a storm going on. The boat was tossing about. But where was Jesus?
He was sleeping.
He was sleeping. But what happened to the disciples? Maybe that happens to you while you're sitting there and maybe things aren't going well. Maybe your attorney hasn't called you. Maybe your wife does not return your calls. Maybe nobody's written you or communicated with you. Maybe the program has turned you down. Maybe the appointment has changed so many times with the parole board. You don't know what's going on. But you see, Jesus is still sleeping.
He's with you.
But you're going through the storm and everything's going upside down and you're saying, finally, you're like the disciples. Don't you care? Don't you care about my case? Don't you care about what's happening to me? Don't you care where this is going? And you see what happens then is you might be graced. You might be blessed.
Amen.
Where he's going to say, quiet, be still. Hallelujah. What words could that be? Be still.
God.
You see, because you have to realize that no matter what, God is still in control. Jesus is sitting at the right-hand throne, interceding in prayer for each and every one of us. So although things may be going chaotic around you, the calmness in your soul should not be affected because
Hallelujah.
He is still Lord and Savior, Creator
he
of all.
Is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we talk about that faith the size of a
mustard seed.
When you guys get out, or even for the guys that are outside, go look them up. Google them. Wikipedia. Look that thing up.
Small little itty bitty.
This mustard seed. And then look how big that tree comes. The thing is on bambucha. Mm. Get all kind of birds living in them. I think a couple people, tree people living in them. Make tree houses.
Gives
this thing is huge. And a lot of shade it gives from the size of a mustard seed.
Amen.
But you see, what Jesus had told his disciples, why are you so afraid? How come you guys scared? You guys don't trust me or what?
No faith.
You see, and sometimes in that trial and that storm that you're going through, the only thing you got to hold on to is Jesus.
Is faith.
Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same results. So drastic results need drastic changes in things that we do. See, and what the disciples had to do, they had to separate themselves. They had to leave those people behind. Sometimes we got to leave our so-called friends behind us. Sometimes you have to leave the ohana behind us, separate ourselves. The time that you have while you're being incarcerated, use that time to be productive. Get tight with Jesus. Get close with Jesus. That's the only time in your life you're going to have so much time to do that. Because once you get outside and the door hits you on your backside, life hits you at 800 miles
That's
an hour.
Right.
Got to get a job. Got to meet the PO. Got to take care of the family. Got to get rent. Got to go out. Hustle, hustle, hustle every day.
Got to.
So the time you have right now, well, you have to eat 3 meals and take a shower and well, how about the rest of the day? Well, let's read the word. Let's get right with Jesus.
Amen.
You see, my brothers and sisters, you got to get right. You got to get straight or you're going to get left.
Amen.
You know, because nothing's going to wait for you. You have to go out there and grab it. You know, and so when you see the ministers come in, when you see the pastors come in, when you see the volunteers come in, invest your time in getting to know the word. If you see Coach George Lumpkin coming in at OCCC, if you see Pastor Bird and Sister Lucy coming in at OCCC or Halava, if you see Free Insight Ministry with all our volunteers at any of the various facilities coming in, invest that time. Go to service
Get
and go spend time.
Up.
You know, if you see Pastor Roy Graham coming in, go sit down. Pastor Virginia, go tap into her. Let her pray for you. But you see, you got to get connected. You know, we always talk about
Amen.
That. It's like having the best stereo system in the world. And you can have the big woofers, the big tweeters, the 62-inch big screen, surround sound, everything. But if it ain't plugged in, it ain't going to work. Are you plugged in? You might have all the bells and whistles, but you're not plugged into Jesus. You're not going to work. You might look good. You might smell good.
Yeah.
You might sound good.
But you don't work.
But you don't work because you're not plugged in. And when we say plugged
get
in.
Get some power.
You got to get the power.
Amen.
It's a fire in your life.
The
Holy
name
fire.
Of Jesus.
That's
power.
Right. You know, the only way you're going to change the way you are, change your situation is through Jesus Christ. Because if the world got you where you're at, only the word of God's going to deliver
you
and free you. Because of the spirit of the Lord is.
There is freedom.
I can do all things through Christ.
That strengthens me.
Hallelujah. You got to know these. Like, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for
a hope and a future.
He who is in me is greater than
he that is in the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we got the good scripture test going on. I don't know if you noticed that right now. So far, she's passing us. So pass, no pass. We'll eat after this.
Woo!
We're going to eat. She's like, eat. So I can tell already. But, you know, I know you're going through a storm. I'm not making light of where you're at.
Yes.
For those of you, my brothers and my sisters that are in the shoe, that are in the hole, you got to know three words. God loves you.
Yes.
God loves you. I don't, you know, as a minister of the Word of God, as a minister for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I don't care what you did. I don't care when you did it. I don't care who you did it, and I don't care why you did it. I care where you're going. I care what you're going to do, because it's a new day.
Amen.
Amen. It's a new day. When you come to the Lord, it's a new day. You bring it to the cross for your mercy and grace. It is a new day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the hope in the future that Jesus Christ offers through the word that he has for him. That's the price that was paid on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb on the cross.
Amen.
That's the power, the freedom of Jesus
that
Christ.
Is
Hallelujah.
The power.
There's no power in your words. The power comes from Jesus Christ himself. He
Amen.
Says the word of your testimony. You see the power of the word. You have no power. I have no power. We have no power, but through Jesus Christ, we are powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's that partnership that we make. You know, we're made in the likeness of his image. Some of you look in the mirror and can't believe that, but you see, we're
but
the perfect spirit being. Hallelujah.
You are.
Don't let your past punish your future. Don't
God
let your past define you.
God
let your
daughters.
Past refine you. Hallelujah. Know who your daddy is.
That's
know
right.
your heritage. Know where you live. You are ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the sons and daughters of the King of Kings,
the
Lord
of
Lords, the Most High. There ain't nobody like your daddy.
Of heaven and earth.
Some of us think that, well, you know, my father wasn't around. Yeah, your
Forget
earthly father.
That. That's right.
Earthly father. But your heavenly father
was
has never
you
told
all
you
the
no.
Time.
Your heavenly father has never turned his back to you. Your heavenly father has never rejected you. Your heavenly father has never stopped thinking about
That's
you.
Right.
Your heavenly father has never stopped grieving about you. Your heavenly father has never stopped
Hallelujah.
Worrying about you
Preachable.
Every minute, every second, every day. Our problem is we forget who he is. We act like, who that guy? Who that guy? That's your heavenly father, Jack. And, you know, a lot of times you make deals with him. Oh, if you do this, God, I'll come to church. No, you don't have to go
don't
to church.
Do the deals.
Have the relationship
right.
with Jesus Christ. Because church
real.
Is not the answer. Jesus is the
That's
answer.
Right.
Churches don't save you. Jesus saves you.
Amen.
Churches don't transform you. Jesus transforms
get your
you.
Relationship
church
right.
don't heal you. Jesus heals
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. You got to get right with the Creator, man. Get
That's
right with
right.
the Maker. Why go through all the fake and, you know, there's only one true living God. Hallelujah. And Jesus rose from the dead to take away the sting of death, defeated the devil, the one true living God. Everything else is an imitation. Or an aberration, or something going on, but it's not the real thing.
I was waiting for another shum-shum.
Oh, my brain was sore already.
Well, let me just share this quick scripture. It's in Nahum chapter 1, verses 7, and real simple. The Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Amen. You know, when we were going through the storm, you know, we did not fear because we know that God is with us. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what happened, is God's will be done.
Well, we just want to thank each and every
yes.
one of you for tuning in.
Don't forget about next week. Next week, Dr. Kwan will be back with us on Monday.
Yes, we had to substitute for Dr. Kwan. He's in California doing some ministry work
Amen.
With some youth camps. And we're going to get a great report from him. Well, you got to know we love you, but know this. Jesus loves you
so
even
much
more. Tune in every night, Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. on 99.5 on your dial. Let's get blessed up instead of messed up.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.